Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Pei Zayin. We're starting the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amid Beis. Zok the Mishnah. A lot of what we're going to learn in the Mishnah is familiar to us, but we're going to see some major chidushim. So stay tuned, Rabbi Zayin. Bas Yisrael Shenisis L'Koyin. A Bas Yisrael that married a Koyin. Now, not married with a small M with Erisin, but with Nisuin. We've already said many times, it says in the Pasuk, the Koyin Kiyikna Nefesh Kinyan Kasboi Hu Yoichabai. Min HaToira. A Koyin marries a young lady, even just Erisin alone, she can start eating Truma immediately. Midrabbanan, however, they said no. Shematashka, same point. But now at the time of Nisuin, for sure, at that point, the young lady can go and eat Truma. So far, that's not much of a chidush. We know. Mas Yisrael, this is the Koyin, Toichem B'Truma. What happens, Meis Chasashom, the Koyin passed away. However, V'lo Heimenu Ben, but Baruch Hashem, she has a son, who of course is a Koyin, the Toichem B'Truma. Then she's allowed to continue eating Truma, because the Pasuk says, V'lid Beisoy, Heim Yoichlu B'Lachmoy, in the Gemara Darshins, not Heim Yoichlu, but Heim Yachilu B'Lachmoy. The Yilid Bayis, her son, allows her to continue eating Truma, even though her husband passed away. Now, we continue on. Nebuch, she's an Almana, Baruch Hashem, after the Shloishim, they suggested a Shidduch, and this is Levi. Now she married a Levi. As a result of marrying the Levi, Toichel Mamaser, she's allowed to eat Meiser. Once again, this goes according to Rameyer, because without Rameyer, you can always eat Maaser, because a Zor is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. However, Rameyer, recall yesterday, said because the Pasuk says that the Maaser is just like Truma is also a Zorim, Maaser is also a Zorim. So therefore, when she marries the Levi, now she can go and start eating Maaser. Left unsaid, but Rashi already tells us, but she can no longer eat the Truma. Because although she was eating Truma until now because of her husband initially, and then subsequently because of her son, but now that she's married to the Levi, she cannot eat the Truma. Mace, what happens if now the Levi passes away? V'loi menu ben, and she has a surviving son from that Levi. Now she has two boys. It doesn't have to be boys, it can be girls. But she has two children. One is from the Koyin, one is from the Levi. Toichlu b'maaser, she can continue eating maaser because of her most recent marriage with Levi, but she cannot eat Truma. This is Li Yisrael. Can you imagine what a popular young lady, first married to a Koyin? I'm sorry, once again?
Seems like a Katlanis.
A Katlanis? Yeah. You mean after two or after three? Okay, so it's Machlek is Rabbi Nishim Gamliel. Anyway, this is Li Yisrael. She went married now a Yisrael. That was the third husband. What happens now? At this point, since she's married to Yisrael, she cannot eat Truma even though she has a Koyin, a son. She cannot eat Goyin Meiser even though she has Meiser. She has a son, a Levi. Cannot eat Truma or Meiser. But of course, since she's married to Yisrael, she can go and eat Kolin, naturally. Rabbi, with three lines from the bottom of Pei Vav Amid Beis, in the middle of the Mishnah. Meis, what happens now? Nebuch, the Yisrael now passes away. Now she certainly becomes a Kabbalah, according to everybody. V'loi menu ben, and now she has a son, a surviving son who happens to be a Yisrael. She has now three sons, Rabbi Isai. A Koyin, a Levi, and Yisrael. Boy, they come into shul, they can get all the three aliyahs. Loi toich, loi betrum, loi mamais, because of the fact that she has that Zera Yisrael that prevents her from eating Truma Mais. Okay, so far so good. Now we're going to unravel everything. Meis benom Yisrael. What happens if the third son passes away? He's no longer in the equation. Toichu b'maisa. So then Chos v'neir, she can eat maisa because of son number two, the Levi. Meis benom Yisrael. What happens if now the son number two passed away? And now we're back to son number one. Toichu b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma b'schus the first son. Meis benom Yisrael. If never that son also passed away, so then she has neither any husband nor any children, and then she goes back to her original status as Bas Yisrael. She can eat neither Truma nor Maisa. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Remember, the most striking aspect of this part of the Mishnah was that she had three sons, Koyin Levi Yisrael, and she was not allowed to eat the Truma or the Maisa. But now let's go on to the safe of the Mishnah. Well, we start off not with a Bas Yisrael, we started with a Bas Koyin. Shinis is Yisrael. She married Yisrael. Loi toichel b'truma. Of course, she's not allowed to eat truma. We've already had that a number of times. Shtein pasuk uvas koyin kisir liyizor That's number one. And then it says, "Vaskoyin kisi almanu grusha v'zera ein la b'shavu beisaviyah kinureh amilachem aviyah toichem." Meaning that the entire time that this Vaskoyin was married to Yisrael, she's not allowed to go and eat milechem aviha. It's only kisi almanu grusha if her husband, the Yisrael, never passed away, and now she's an almana or a grusha. Was there anyone? There are no children from that marriage. Then she goes back to original status as being a baskoyin, and she can go and eat. But in the meantime, as long as she's married to the Yisrael, she cannot eat trumas or the mishnah baskoyin. She is the Yisrael. Mace. What happens if that Yisrael passed away? V'lohe menu ben, but she still has zera yeshla. She has zera from that Yisrael. Then she cannot eat truma because that son, the Yisrael, prevents her from eating truma. This is Levi. What happens now? She remarries and she marries a Levi. Toichel b'maser. As a result of being married to a Levi, she can eat now maser, like her mayor said, because the Levi empowers her to eat from my, even though she still has a son, a Yisrael. Makes no difference. But now she's married to the Levi, she can eat maser. Mace, if the Levi passes away, v'loy menu ben, and now again she has a second son. She still has the pre-existing son from the first marriage to Yisrael. Now she has a Levi for a son. Then what's the din? Toichel b'maser. Then she can go and eat maser. Bischus that second son. Now when I'm the third marriage, this is l'koyin. So this is the exact opposite of what we were talking about before. Before we had the koyin Levi Yisrael, and now it's the Yisrael Levi and the koyin. This is the koyin. She marries the koyin. Toichel b'truma. She can't truma because she's now an eishes koyin. What happens, Mace, if now the koyin passes away, v'lohi menu ben, but she has a son from that koyin? So again, just like in the ration, she had koyin Levi Yisrael. Here too, now she has three sons, koyin Levi Yisrael. Here, toichel b'truma, here she's allowed to eat truma. So therefore, if anybody asks you, if you have a young lady who has three sons, one's a koyin, one's a Levi, one's a Yisrael, can she eat truma? It's a good question. According to the ration, we said she cannot. According to the Sefer, we say she can. What's the difference? Manishtan. We'll get back to that in a moment. Anyway, Mas, if that son, who was the Kohen, never passed away, Meis Benomi Kohen, Vaytecha B'truma, Abadah, she cannot continue eating Truma, but she can continue eating the Meiser, Bischus, the son, the Levi. Meis Benomi Levi, if the Levi, the son who's the Levi who passed away, Vaytecha Master, she can no longer eat Master, either, again according to her mayor, but she still has a son of Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem. Meis v'nami Yisrael, when the Yisrael's son never passes away, now chazeres lo beis aviyah, she returns to beis aviyah, meaning to the fact that she was a baskoyin from the very outset, and Baruch Hashem, she goes home, and she can start eating truma again after all this time. V'alzu nemar, about this it is said, shem lo beis aviyah kinorel, milechem aviyah toichel. So, very fascinating Mishnah. Question is, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Why in the Reisha we say she had three sons, the Kohen Levi in Yisrael, and we said that if she married the Yisrael the latest, she cannot eat Truma Maisa. If that son passes away, then she can eat Maisa because of the earlier son, because of the Levi. If that son passes away, now Chos V'nei, she can go and eat Truma because of the first son. Here in our second part of the mission, we said she had all three sons, Kohen Levi in Yisrael, and we said she cannot go in as a result of the Kohen being the last son, she is able to eat the truma. So what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? So the article brings from the Sefer Gilyoyne Hashas, I think that was a Rada Mishle Ruf, if I'm not mistaken, who said that the Pshat is that each time when there is a son, that is a continuation of the original marriage. It's as if she's still married to the father. So in other words, in your typical case, Avas Koyin, Kisil the Ishzar, if she marries a Zar, what does the Pasuk say? As long as she has that marriage, or as long as there's a son, she's not an Itrum. However, when she becomes an Amonu Grusha, she goes back. So what's Pshat? And the Pasuk says, Amonu Grusha Vizera Einla, and she doesn't have a child, the Shav. So you see that the existence of the child is like an extension of the marriage. So in the second case, where you have this Bas Koyin, and the third marriage was to a Kohen, so even though the Kohen passed away, but she has a child from that Kohen, it's as if she's still married to him. As long as she's married to the Kohen, so she's allowed to go and eat Truma. When that child passes away, Nebuch, then that marriage is severed, no more marriage. Then she goes back to the previous, that's the Levi. And the Levi, of course, it's as if she is married still to the father, to the Levi. Nebuch, when that child passes away, that marriage ends, and now she goes back to the original one, the Yisrael. It's as if she's married to the Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't not machal or anything. He has to give her mezonos, but no truma, no mice. When you go back to the Reish of the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah was, originally she was married to the Kohen, then to the Levi, and then to the Yisrael. This is the Bas Yisrael, who's getting the benefit of eating truma. So when she's initially married to the Kohen, Kohen is machal b'truma. Then when the Kohen passed away, left over a child, she's still married to the Kohen. However, when she now marries that second one to Levi, that marriage ends, at least temporarily, if you will. And then she's married to Levi, she can go and eat Maaser as long as there's a son. Continuation of that marriage, she can go and eat Maaser. Then when she marries the Yisrael, she cannot eat either of the two, because now she is Kisili Ish Zor. She's now married to a Zor that doesn't allow her to eat Truma Maaser. As long as she still has that son, Vizera Yeshla, she cannot eat the Truma and the Maaser. But once that son passes away, then she goes back to the Levi. She's still married to the Levi. She has a son of Levi. She can eat Maaser. Once that son passes away, then that marriage ends. It's as if she goes back to the original marriage of the Kohen. Oh, as long as she's married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. Anyway, so that's the Chiddush between the Reish and the Seifa. But as you see, it really depends on the order of the marriages. Yes, sir.
We have a principle that when she's in Arusa, she can't eat Truma, Shemai, Tashka.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we have a gezeira here, at least in the Seifa, mm-hmm. when she's a Bas Kohen, and she's married to a Kohen, and she's getting Truma, she has two children from earlier marriages, mm-hmm. why are we allowing, the Raisa maybe she can eat Truma, why are we allowing her to eat Truma, because she might feed it to her small children?
How likely is this type of scenario?
Very remote, it's the Rosh Tehashen Gogos
Baruch. Exactly.
Okay.
Zog Gimar, Meis B'no Milevi, Toichal B'Truma. We're going back to the Reish of the Mishnah, where originally she was married to the Kohen, and then after that to the Levi, and then to the Yisrael. And then we said at the end of the Mishnah, Meis b'no mi Yisrael, toichel b'maisa. So two lines from the bottom of the Amid Beis, he said, Meis b'no mi Levi, once the son of the Levi passed away, toichel b'truma, she goes back to the original truma of the first husband, now the first son. She continued eating truma as a result of that first son, who Baruch Hashem is still alive. Zog the Gemara back to the Gemara. Meis benami Levi toich b'truma. Why? The Hadra Achlit, she continues. Not she continues. She reverts to being able to eat the truma mishim bena because of the first son, the son of the first kohen to whom she was married. Minolan. How do I know? Amr Baba, Amr Rav, Bas Uvas. Now, what's the Gemara Shaila? How do we know? What's bothering the Gemara is that we know by a bas kohen. It says beferish in the Torah that her right to go and eat truma can be suspended when, if she marries a Yisrael. And if that marriage lasts for 50 years, for the full 50 years, she won't be able to go and eat truma. What happens if that husband passes away after 50 years, and there are no children? She goes back to her original parents' home, if the parents are still alive, and she can go and eat truma. Why? Because that's what is in the pasuk. Uvaskoin kisi almana, she's never got almana from her husband from the Israel. Vizera ainla, and there are no kids. Vishava beisavia, kinura, she goes back. Melechem avia teichel, she can continue eating truma yet again. That's it says in the Torah. Our case of women, the Reish is not talking about a baskoin. We're talking about a bas Yisrael. She never had the right to go and eat truma until she got married. She got married to the Kohen. Okay? Now she becomes a tzigi kim and a bas kohen. In other words, not a real bas kohen, but like an artificial added bas kohen that she's able to eat truma because of her husband. The husband passed away, but left over zera. Baruch Hashem, she continues eating truma as if she were a bas, but she's not really a bas kohen, she's a bas Yisrael. Now this right to eat the truma got once again suspended. How did it get suspended? Because she married the Levi, and then she married the Yisrael, and then the Yisrael passed away, the Levi passed away, the children passed away, and now all of a sudden she goes back the Nurea Beis Avia that she can continue. She doesn't really go back home, she's still the Bas Yisrael, but she goes back to eating in the schus of her son, who happens to be a ben of that original Kohen. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that halacha? Maybe the right, where the right of eating truma was suspended, and then after the marriage terminates, there are no children, she goes back and she can go and eat truma again. Maybe that's dafka by a Bas Kohen, because that's what it says in the pasuk. Bas Kohen kisi almana, v'zera ein lo, and there are no children. V'shava, she goes back, milech lo v'yatoichem. But here we're talking about a Bas Yisrael, that a Bas Yisrael ate truma for a period of time because she was married to the Kohen and she had a ben Kohen, but then that right got suspended because she married a Levi and then Israel, all that. And then it gets chazav and air. Once the Levi dies and the Israel dies and the children die, she continues eating once again. B'shava, she returns back to her original origins as the Eishes Kohen. Not her original origins as the Bas Yisroel, because after Bas Yisroel she's not allowed to eat. So Gemara wants to know, Minola, how do you know that there is this reversionary right to go back to eat truma after all those that suspension ends? Because the Pasuk says, Uvas Koyen Kisiya Almano Grusha. The Pasuk could have said, Bas Koyen, which is the Uvas with the extra U, the extra Vav. That comes to tell you not only by Bas Koyen can you have a suspension of time, not eating truma, and then that moratorium, that suspension ends and reverts back to eating truma again. The same thing applies to Abbas Yisrael as well. That's what I learned from the extra Vav, Ubas. So Timur Keman, Kirba Kiva, are you telling me this goes only according to Kirba Kiva, the Dorish Vavi? Rabbi Kiva darshins all the Essen and he also darshins all the Vavi. But what about those that disagree with Rabbi Kiva and do not darshin the Vavi? Timra Bonon, Kula Uvas Kroyesehu. It's not just from the Vav. When we say Kula Kro, we don't mean the entire Pasuk. What we mean is the words Uvas Koyen are totally Ibrik. Ibrik means that they are superfluous. Why? Because they have two psukim in a row. First Pasuk is Uvas Koyen Ki Sia Li Ish Zar. Uvas Koyen marries Ish Zar. He misumas a Kodeshim Le Soichel. She's not allowed to eat any longer Truma. And then the next Pasuk is, but that's as long as she's married to the Zar. Uvas Koyen Ki Sia Manu Perusha V'zera Ein La V'shava. The second Pasuk could have started off V'chisia. It's actually, it's all one thought. The first Pasuk is Uvas Koyen Ki Sia Li Ish Zar. Don't eat Truma. The next Pasuk could start off V'chisia Almanu Grusha. If Chas V'Shalom that marriage ends and she's Almanu Grusha, then she can go and eat once again. So what do we need Uvas Koyen for? So those words are totally Ibrik, and that's why I learned for the Uvas Koyen, not only Bas Koyen does this halacha apply that she can revert to eating Truma after the suspension because of her marriage to the Yisrael. Same thing applies to Bas Yisrael that was eating Truma because she was married to a Koyen and she has a kint, she has a child, a Koyen. So even though it was suspended after when she married the lady and the Yisrael, when they pass away, she reverts, she goes back to her status of eating Truma. We had this already earlier that when the young lady, the Bas Koyen, marries to a Yisrael, so from this point on she's suspended from eating Truma and Chos V'Shoik. Chos V'Shoik, as you know, is the Matnas Kuna by a Korban Shlomim, that any time a person brings a Shlomim in the base of Migdash, then he has to give the Chos V'Shoik to the Koyen, and she's allowed to eat from that Chos V'Shoik. As the Gemara quotes later from a pasuk, because it says, "Ve'es chazei hatnufa ve'es shoika truma toichlu ata uvenecha uvenoisecha itoch uvenoisecha your daughters." So girls in the cavus are allowed to go and eat from chazav shoyin. Good. So you have a bas koyin. When she was still in her father's home, she ate truma and she ate chazav shoyin. Fine. She gets married, she loses the right, she gets married to Yisrael or to Levi, she loses the right to go and eat Truma and Chos V'Shoik temporarily, as long as she's married to the Yisrael. What happens if this marriage ends with Zera Eila? She returns back to her father's home. She can once again revert to eating Truma, but she cannot eat Chos V'Shoik ever again. Why not? The Gemara is going to bring now four or five Mekoyrois from Sukkim. Om Rav Chizah, Om Rav Vina Bar Shiva, Maikra, bring me a Pasuk. Says in the Pasuk, He, Esrum Esa Kodeshim, Lo Yisoich. Again, this is the Pasuk that says, Vavas Koyin Kisiyah the Ishzor, she marries out to a non-Koyin, she cannot eat Trum Esa Kodeshim. Now the Gemara is bothered by, why does he Trum Esa Kodeshim? He betrum Lo Yisoich. The fact that it says Trum Esa Kodeshim means, the Muram Mena Kodeshim Lo Yisoich. That is uplifted, separated from the Kodeshim, she's not allowed to eat. What is that thing that is separated from the Kodeshim? The Chaz of Ishoik. She's not allowed to eat. And Rashi says, Lo Yisoichel, Pasha means, La'ayla. She cannot eat it forever and ever, according to this Mandiyama. Jeff, if you're just joining us, we're on Daf Pei Zayin, 87a, Pei Zayin. There's a middle Toysis here, Hosam Ksivi, where parallel to that Toysis in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Amar Bavua, I have another raya. It says in the pasuk, Milechem Aviyah Toichel. That's the second pasuk. The pasuk says, Vaskoyim Kisiyah Amon Avrushav Zera Ein Lav V'Shavu Beis Aviyah Kinerah Milechem Aviyah Toichel. Why did it say Milechem? Could have said Lechem Aviyah Toichel. Milechem V'loi Kol Lechem Prat L'Chos V'Shoyim. What's this drasha of Milechem V'loi Kol Lechem? Says Rashi, the word Lechem over here is not to be interpreted as bread. Lechem means food. How do I know? Rashi brings a pasuk in Daniel, the Baal Shetzer Malka Ovad Lechem Rav. He made a huge feast for tons of people. Doesn't mean that he made a large challah. It means lechem rav. He made a large feast. So therefore, the word lechem means a feast. So now, when it says in the pasuk, "Mi lechem aviyah toichel," she can only eat part of that feast. She can't eat everything. What can she not eat? She cannot eat chaz v'shak. Maskel Rav Mebachama, Eima Prat Laforis Nitarim. I agree with you. The mi lechem v'lo kol lechem is a good drash. But who says it comes to exclude chaz v'shak? Maybe it comes to exclude the din of a father having the right to be mefer nedorim of his child, of his daughter. Torah, beginning of Parshas Matos, you have a lengthy description of the various nedorim, and the Torah says over there that a father has the right to be mefer nedorim of his daughter Iktana and his daughter a Nar. When she becomes a begeres, he doesn't have the right anymore.
Mefer means to nullify?
To nullify or to annul. Exactly right. You said it perfectly.
Because that's not just true of a father of a Kohen, it's true of all Jewish men and their daughters.
Did I say otherwise?
No, since a wife,
every Kohen, every lady, every Israel, every Ger, whether he happens to be French, whether he's English, no, whether he's in Japan.
Why is he locating this within this Bas Kohen section?
We haven't finished yet. Okay. I'm sorry if he hadn't asked the question about, no, we might have gotten to it already, but I can only answer one question at a time. So, there's a din of a first Nadarim by every single father of every single daughter who's a Ketana or an Ah. Good. What happens if this young lady gets married? So, if she has erisin with a husband, and that she's still a ketana or a nara, then both of them share in the right to go be mefer. Father together with the husband, together with the oris. Once there's nisuin, then the halacha is the father loses the right, and only the husband has the right to be mefer, to annul, to nullify those nadar. So far so good? Good. What happens now? You have this young lady. She was married and she was still only a ketana or nara. Because when she's a boiker, she leaves her father's rishus for purposes of her nedarim. So now she reverts back to her father's home. Makes no difference with the bas koyin, bas levi, bas yisrael, whoever it happens to be. They return back. Our pasuk says, we're talking about a bas koyin, she reverts back to her father, she can go milechem aviyah toichel. So solkadai techemina, oh, that means she is now back into the household like she was originally, kinu reha beisavia, like when she was a little toddler, when she was playing with dolls. After all, she's still ektanu or nara, and therefore she's back in her father's rishus. Ah, maybe she'd be back in the father's rishus, and the father has the right to be meifin nidorim as well. That's what the pasuk said. No, milechem avia. Only certain things is she deemed to be returning to her childhood roots, but not for other things, not for haforas nidorim. Now, that's what the Gemara's kash is. Maybe it's not coming to exclude Chaz B'Shai, it's going to exclude the father's right that it doesn't revert back to him to be Mefer Adarim. He lost it forever, and he cannot be Mefer Adarim. Now, how does that link in the pasuk? I mean, how could you darshan that from the Milechem V'loi Kol Lechem? It doesn't sound like Milechem, she can go and eat Truma, but there's no Neforis Havaris Adarim. How does that relate? So the Ritva says, Pshat, what would happen if this young lady says, I only want to go and eat certain items in my father's home. The father on the other hand, and she makes an anaita, I'm only going to go and eat X, Y, and Z. The father on the other hand says, no, I want you to eat everything. Everything is nourishing. I don't want you just to all day just go and eat those things which are not nourishing. I want you to have a balanced diet. And therefore, I want to be made for your nedarim that you should eat everything here at the table, because everything at the table is confirmed by all of the scientists and all the doctors that it's all very nourishing. You don't have to take vitamins anymore. You're going to live till 150 because this is all wonderful. And she said, makes a neder. No, I'm only going to eat some. And he is made for her neder and says, I want you to eat everything. That's what the pasuk says. Mi lechem v'loi kol lechem. Her neder wins out because her father loses the right of a forest nedarim. And that's, Meruma says, the Ritva, that's what the Gemara means to ask. That if the father wants to force her to eat other things and she makes a neder, no, she has the upper hand. is that possibly the pshat in the pasuk, and therefore it's not moitzi chozer v'shoy? As they freak to me, Barchama. Amarava, the pshat is a good pshat. The kvar poska, Tanav Rabbi Shmuel already learned this drasha from another pasuk. The Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, v'nei dalmanu grusha yakum olel, says in the pasuk again, beginning of Parshas Matos, v'nei dalmanu grusha kol asher osra al nafshe yakum olel. When you have an almanu grusha, any type of neder that they make, yakum olel, nobody has the authority to be mefer, to nullify, or to annul. Ma tamud loymar, freiti mora, what do I need this pasuk for? Vale mutza michlal av, umutza michlal bal. Mutza is from a lashon of yitzia. She has exited her father's rishus, and she has exited her husband's rishus. She exited her father's rishus when she became a nisua, after nisua, because during erusin, she's still, the two men shared the right to be mefer. And she also has left the rishus of the Baal because she's never now an almanu grusha. So she's all on her own. She's single again. She's a penuya. So I don't need the posik to go and tell you that neid almanu grusha yoka malel. I know that already, that the father has lost his right, and Nebuch, the husband who either died or divorced her, also lost his right. So what do we need that posik for? And let's come to tell you the following. Harishim Moser av lishluchei habal. Oishim Moser shluchei av lishluchei habal. Fascinating case. We have a case of an Arusa. As Arusa, as you know, lives with her father and her parents till the end of the Erusin period, which is typically about a year. And then when it comes time for Nisuin, then she goes out to her... The chosid is allowed to come to the father's home. In this case, the father is sending the kala to her new husband's home to have the consummation of the marriage. How was this accomplished? Says the Gemara. What happens if Harishim Moser av l'shluchei habal? The Baal was very, very busy. He's preparing for the wedding feast or for whatever. So he sent shluchim to the av to pick up the kala. Sent a beautiful royal chariot, really fit for a princess, for a queen. Sent that to the Baal. Sent that to the father. So what did the father do? The father was so impressed. He said, "Okay, Shprinza, we bid you a farewell, a very tearful farewell. You're now going to start on a new chapter in your life, going to the Baal, enjoy, Hatzlacha, Masu Av L'Shluchei Baal. Or, Shemasu Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Baal. Just like the Baal was busy, the Av was busy. So the Av took Shluchim, and he sent his daughter Shprinza to the Chosin. The Chosin was busy, so one group of Shluchim were going to receive it from the other group of Shluchim. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute because there is a... Put yourselves on mute, there's some background noise. Rabbi Zamoichel, we hear all the way from South America. This is Shtiller.
Okay, I'm trying to. 1 second.
Okay, but we're delighted that you're aboard. Please, believe me, we are so happy that you're joining the ship. But anyway, continuing on. Okay, you got to push the right button. So, continuing on. Zokti Gemara. So, Mosroi, either the Av L'Shluchei Habal or Mosroi Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Habal. And everything was going fine, everything going well. And then Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, en route, as she is traveling to the Baal, she hears in his arm in his garsha, that either the husband Nebuch passed away suddenly, perhaps because of all the activity and all the excitement, he's getting married, but Lemaisi passed away, or in his garsha, apparently wasn't so excited about the shidduch, and before he gave her a get. What happens now? B'derech, while she's still en route, she didn't even get there yet. Seheichani Koyreba, what do I say about this young lady? Do I say that she's still part of base of Via Shilzu? And therefore the Gabi Haforis Nadarim, she never left the father's home because she never arrived at the Baal's home. So she's deemed to still be in her father's home. Or do I say a base Baal Shilzu? Or do I say no? She's now in the base of Baal Shilzu. Why? Because she left the father's home. In other words, she's midway. I don't know, it doesn't have to be 50-50. It could be 20-80, 80-20. But the point is, she left base of Via, she hasn't come to base Baalah. Who is going to go and be mefer nedarim? Eloi malach kimin sheyotze shor achas b'shusa av. That's what the pasuk is telling you. The neid almana ugrusha, even though she's only shor achas b'shusa av, meaning she just left her parents' home a minute ago, 5 minutes ago, an hour ago. Shor any achalah, for the father loses his right forever and ever. Period. Ah, so based on that, I see that a father loses his right forever and ever when he's moiser the daughter for nisuin. She didn't even have nisuin yet. She has said it. Nevertheless, he loses the right. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk that we quoted, Milechem Avia Toicha V'loi Kolechem, to exclude the din of Afaris Nadar. He already lost that at the time initially of the Nisuan, and even pre-Nisuan, under these very unusual circumstances. So therefore, what do I learn from Milechem Avia? I learn Milechem V'loi Kolechem Prat L'Choz V'Shoikes, not to be Mamai Tafaris Nadar, but to exclude Choz V'Shoikes. Anyway, that was that drasha. But we're going to have another three or four drashas. Rav Safra Omar Milechem Avia Toichel Lechem V'Loi Basar. This Rav Safra learns Lechem, the Poshep Shat, Lechem meaning bread, and bread meaning, in our case, Truma, so she can eat the Truma, the Lechem, but not the Basar, the Choz V'Shoik, she can. Of course, she can eat Chulin, that's no problem, but you cannot go and eat Choz V'Shoik, because only the Lechem can she eat, but not the Basar. Rav Papa Omar Milechem Avia Toichel Lechem hakonui li'aviha prat lechaz v'shoyt mishulchem gvoi kazach. Says Yimar, it says in the pasuk, lechem aviha. What's the aviha? It's got to be lechem that she receives solely because she has that father. Meaning, she's a bas koyin, and she's now reverting back to v'shavah base aviha. She's going back to her father's home. Oh, what did her father give her when she was young? He gave her truma. She now reverts to the right to eat the lechem aviyah from her father, the truma, but not chos v'shoik. Because chos v'shoik, the mishulchem gevoya kazach. Although the father may have imparted, he may have cut off the piece of chos v'shoik to go and give her to eat, but that never belonged to the father. That was all a strict matana, straight from heaven, from the mizbeach, from the shlamim, from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to the shevet hakaruna, if you will. And therefore, that's how she received it, not through her father. That's why the lechem aviyah she reverts to, but not the lechem of the mizbeach that she does not revert to. It says in the Beis Chasid, "Nu ve'eshri chatuma toichel mokan tohar atu v'necha v'nisecha itach darshi limar bezman sheitach." As long as your bnei secha was still with you at home, she ate. She left home, then that rite ends. I mean, lule rava, one could have said, now she's returning, she's right to itach. But that's how Rava had a Kabbalah on the Lashon of the Pasuk, that as long as she was Itach initially in her childhood, pre-marriage, she gets Chos V'Shoik, Chazeh Tanu V'Shoik HaTrumah. But when she leaves, then that rite ends forever. Okay. Zokti Moravaita, Om Ravada Barahava Tona, she Chizeh the Beis Aviyah, Chizeh the Trumah, Bin Chizeh the Chos V'Shoik, like we just learned. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a tremendous Chiddush. What tremendous Chiddush? Remember, there are two young ladies who are parallel to each other. You have the Bas Koyen, who has the right to eat Truma, because her father's a Koyen, and she's a Kohenis. And then you have a Bas Yisrael, that can also eat Truma, not in her own schus, but in the schus of either her husband or her son. That if she was married to a Koyen, then during that period of Kohuna, she was allowed to go and eat the Truma, Chaz V'Shoik, all of that. When the Koyen passed away, if her son is still around, it doesn't have to be a son, it could be a daughter. But the point is that she still has Zera from that Koyim, so then she's allowed to go and eat the Trum of Chaz V'Shoik in the schus of that son. So in that sense, she's just like the Bas Koyim. The Bas Koyim can go and eat Trum of Chaz V'Shoik, and now this Bas Yisrael, who has a son who happens to be a Koyim, is allowed to go and eat Truma and Chaz V'Shoik. What happens when that son passes away? What happens now? Zokti Yomari Yet. Tana Kishi Chizez, the Beis Aviyah, Chizez, the Truma, and Chizez, the Chaz V'Shoik. However, Bishvil binah, if the reason why she was eating until now the truma and the chaz v'shoik, and now she lost that, now bishvil binah chayzeres after chaz v'shoik. In fact, we have to refer to the case over here because the Bas Yisrael, doesn't go eat chaz v'shoik. Aval chaz v'shoik binah the Bas Yisrael chayzeres after chaz v'shoik. Ramu lekamon. What's the Raki Shachzer Bas Koyin? Now Bas Yisrael Chayzeres Lechol Truma Bishvul Benah Ken Shiyolda Mikoyin V'Nisus Yisrael. Ah, so Rashi gives us a case. You look at the first wide line all the way down below. Kishi Chayzeres, you have a Bas Koyin. Bas Koyin which Chayzeres, she loses the right of the Chaz V'Shoik. Now Bas Yisrael, HaChayzeres Lechol Betruma Bishvul Benah Kikoyin Yolda Mikoyin, and she had now a son, a Koyin, like we had in our mission. And then V'Nisus Yisrael, and she married Yisrael, and during that period of time that she married to Yisrael, she lost the right to go and eat Truma and Chaz V'Shoik. Umeis, and now that Yisrael passed away, Choyzeres, she returns now, not to Beis Aviyah Kivrel, but she returns now, she reverts back to the right to eat truma because she still has a son who is a kohen. So not only can she go and eat truma, she can even eat the chaz b'shoik. The gavi bas kohen k'sivim miyuti, like the Gemara is going to say. So the Gemara is telling us a tremendous chiddush. It's almost like the expression that the Gemara says that yofa koyach haben mikoyach av, because of the bas kohen. But anyway, you have over here a Bas Koyin. Bas Koyin was born into the Kuna. She can go and trace back all the way to Harna Koyin. Kuna, Kuna, Kuna. She was able to eat now, until now, Truma and Chos V'Shoik. She got married to Yisrael. Guess what happens? She loses that right. Yisrael never passed away. She goes back to her original father's home. She wants to say, oh, I love the Truma, I can't wait to eat some Chos V'Shoik. Sorry. You can eat truma, you can't eat chaz v'shoik. Why? Because of these psukim that we just went through. What happens if we started with a bas Yisrael, who never in a million years thought she was going to eat truma or chaz v'shoik, but she got married to a kohen, so now she can eat the truma or chaz v'shoik. The husband passed away, but she has a little baby. Because of that baby, she's allowed to continue eating truma or chaz v'shoik. She remarries to a Yisrael. She loses that right temporarily. Eventually, Nebuchadnezzar, that Yisrael dies, gives her a get. So now she reverts back to her eating truma and eating chaz v'shoik. The bas kohen doesn't return to chaz v'shoik, but the bas Yisrael returns to eating chaz v'shoik after this period of suspension. So you're all in suspension. Why? Anyway, that's the chiddush here of Rabbi Bar Hava. So we learned in the brayse, chazer the mitzvah, chazer the truma, v'ne chazer chaz v'shoik. But bishvil, but no. If the reason why she's returning to eat the truma is because she has a son who's a kohen, chazer is av chaz v'shoik. Ozer Mordecha Omer the Shmaya to Kamed Ravashi. Rav Mordecha repeats this from Ravashi. Omer mehecha kamis Rava. What's the whole basis that the bas Yisrael eats in the first place? And depending on whether she's still married to the Kohen, to the lady, to the Israel, that she has the rights and she has the reversionary right to go back. Where did we learn this from? We started off the Gemara today. And how do I know? Because it says Bas Uvas, it's either from the Vav or from the Vas Kohen, because it's the Ganze Pasuk Yisrael. See, learn it from Uvas. If the whole basis of the Bas Yisrael reverting to go and eat the truma because of her son is all because of a derivative from the loch of the bas kohen herself. Are you going to go and say yofa koyecha bas mi koyecha aim? Are you going to go and say that the derivative is better than the original? He says, yeah. Because hasam k'sivim yuti. We just went through 5 or 6 or 7 psukim. Those are all applied to the bas kohen. Hachaliksim yuti. It doesn't say by bas Yisrael all of these miyutim. Mi lechem avia, lechem avia, lechem avia, etc. All of those drushes that we had before, those say by Bas Koyin. But Bas Yisrael doesn't say. Therefore, we don't learn those miyutim. Although the Bas Koyin loses the right for Chaz B'Shoik permanently, the Bas Yisrael, who lost temporarily the right to eat the Truma Chaz B'Shoik because she married a Yisrael after she already had a son, a Koyin, when that Yisrael passes away, she reverts to eating not only the Truma, but also the Chaz B'Shoik.
But you usually have a principle, damina mina, damina gavasra. So usually when something is exported from a limud, the whole kit and caboodle is exported.
You did very well. So I was thinking about that too. The point is, that's if you hold doin mina mina, then you hold take the whole package deal. But if you say doin mina ukibasra, then your kasha falls away. And you just learn whatever minute detail you got to learn, you grab that, you know, ukibasra. You import or export that detail, and then you bring it into your own mishpacha. So, here in the case of this young lady, the Bas Yisrael, it's true we learned from the Uvas Koyin to go and say that she reverts to being able to eat after her husband, the Yisrael, passes away. She can revert to eat because she has a Koyin for a son. That's all. I don't want to know anything more. I just want to know the reversionary right that after the period of suspension, she reverts to being able to eat. You told me good limud, Vas Koyin, Shkoyach, I thank you, goodbye. No, but I want to tell you something else, and there's also mir bechaz v'shoik. I'm not interested in your mir. I know my halachas. You keep your mir for yourself. That's basically the thought process of the doik mino v'ukim asra. Doik mino, I learn whatever I want to learn, but that's it. V'ukim asra and all the rest, I leave the way it was.
Untouched.
Right, we go down to the Sefer in the Mishnah, Bas Koyin Shenesis Li Yisra. Turn about. V'shova el beis avia. Prat l'shemeres yova. You have a Bas Koyin. She's married to Yisrael. At that period of time, she's disqualified from eating truma, suspended from eating truma. And the Pasuk tells her, the same thing applies after her husband passed away, as long as she hasn't gotten either yima or chalitza, that suspension continues. She cannot go and eat truma. She still has that zika to the yavam. As long as has zika to the yavam, why not? Because it says pasuk b'shavu b'savia, when she can return home. Can she return home?
Yeah.
No, because she still has it. I mean, physically, she can walk home.
Spiritually, she's chained to the brother.
She's chained to the yavam, and he's got to do something to take the zika away. By the even chalitza, during that period of time, she's not a b'shavu b'savia. Next, says the pasuk, that I learned from b'shavu b'savia. Then the pasuk says b'shavu b'savia kid'ureha. What happens if she mubaris to the Yisrael? She didn't. The child wasn't born yet. Makes no difference. She's not returning kinurah. When she left kinurah, she was single. She was not pregnant. Here she is pregnant. She's not a kinurah person. Therefore, she cannot revert to eating truma like in the good old days. Now we learn this yavu, this kinurah prat lemubaris, from a drasha from the pasuk. The Gemara asks, "Loi dinu? I don't need a pasuk. I can learn it from a kal v'chaymer." Now we're going to have a kal v'chaymer, which we have to go and focus on all the details. This Kal V'chaymer is going to appear back on the Amid Beis four more times, but each time it's going to appear in a different way. And Rabbi Isai, I have to apologize. It's not easy to go through it and remember all the details. But hopefully together we'll be able to meet the challenge. So to Valdino, I have a Kal V'chaymer. What's a Kal V'chaymer? Well, Mabit Mokim Shloy Osa Vlad Min Harishon Ki Vlad Min Hasheni. When you have a Yavama, the Yavama was originally married to, let's say, Reuven, and she had a child from that Reuven. Then Reuven passed away. Obviously, there was no Yibam because he left over a child. She now marries Shimon, and Nebuch Shimon passes away without any children. Does this young lady fall the Yibam to Shimon's brother? Or do I say, well, she has a child array from Reuven, and there's no reason why she...
It's his Zera, not her Zera.
That's the Gemara saying. The fact that she has one son from Reuven, for that matter, 12 sons from Reuven, none of that is relevant whatsoever. We did not make that like Vlad Menasheni, even to go and give her a ptur from Yim. She still has to go through either Yim or Chalitza from the Ache Shimon. On the other hand, Asa uber ki yolud, we made an uber just like a yolud. What does that mean? That when it comes to Hilchas Yibam, if the husband passed away, the Shimon in our case, if he left her over a meuberes, then at least at the moment there's no din of Yibam or Chalitza. We have to wait until 9 months are over and see whether the child will be a bar kayama. But based on the assumption that this will be a bar kayama, because most pregnancies end Baruch Hashem and on a positive note successfully. Sometimes, of course, they're enabled. But remember, this could be either a zachar or a nekeva. It makes no difference. So the likelihood of a good pregnancy and a good child is probably 90-95%, maybe 99% today. But regardless, the point is, also uber ki yolid, they gave the uber the status like a yolid, which would tell us that she would be disqualified from yibam or not ro'i for yibam. Why? Because of the fact that Baruch Hashem she's muberes. It might revert back in case the child passes away. We're not talking about that now. So now, once again, we start off with yibam. The earlier vlad is limal v'leimoyrit, that does not pater her from yibam. However, the muberes, the uber, does pater her from yibam. Mokem she'osa vlad min harishon ki vlad min hasheni l'poisle min hatruma. In the case where the vlad min harishon passels her from eating truma. What does that mean, pasel from eating truma? If she was a bas koyin and she had a Yisrael, and now she lost her second baby, let's say she had a baby from a koyin, and that baby from a koyin passed away, and the second husband passed away, so now that vlad min harishon passels her from truma. If the first child was a Yisrael, passels her from truma. Ein adin shenasa uber kiyolin. Shouldn't I certainly say that if she's uberes from a Yisrael, that should go and ruin her right to go and eat truma, should disqualify her from eating truma, which is takan halacha. If she's muberes from Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. But the Gemara says, what do I need a pasuk for? Kinurah prat muberes. I can learn from this Kal V'chaymer from Yibam. The Kal V'chaymer is not a good Kal V'chaymer because I have a pirch on the Kal V'chaymer. Mali also Uber Kiyolud the Indian Yibum. You know why an Uber has the same status like Kiyolud Gami Yibum? Shari also Mason Kachayim. Because the Torah gives the status of a mace just like a chai. What does that mean? That means what happens at the time when the husband passed away. There was a child that was in existence, then there's no din of yibum. The pasuk says, "Yesh v'achem yachtov u'meis achem yehen u'ven ein loy loisia ish u'meis achutz lizah." But if there's a ven, she's off the hook. What happens if after the shiva that ben nebuch rachmanu litzlan passes away? Does she now have the din of yibum or chalitza? And the answer is no. And that's what the Gemara calls asam meisim kechayim. Even though the child that was there after her husband passed away only lived for another 5 minutes after the husband passed away, I don't care. At the Zman of Nefila, was there Ben Yeshla? There was a Ben. Oh, there's a Ben that she's potter from Yibum Chalitz forever. That's more called, we made Mesim like Chaim as if they continue to live and to be alive, in the sense that she does not have the din of Yibum. Nasa uber kiyola inyan truma shloi asa mesim kachayim. When it comes to inyan of truma, mesim do not have the status of chayim. What does that mean? That for instance, if you have a bas Yisrael and she had a son who was a koyin, as long as that koyin is alive, she's allowed to go and eat. What happens when that koyin passes away? Then she loses the right to eat. Oh, why don't we say just as soon as her husband passed away, there was a son, and that son allowed her to eat. Let her continue eating forever, even though the son passes away subsequently. No. And so, therefore, the kal v'chomer that you're trying to bring from yibum to truma doesn't stem. It doesn't work out because I have this pircha that I see the gabi hilchis truma. It's different than hilchis yibum. So your kal v'chomer falls away.
Yeah, yibum is just a snapshot. Truma is a lifetime right.
Exactly right.
So you can't.
You don't want to be madame one to the other.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. But the halacha of yibum is also, if you will, for the entire life. That if there was no child, then he's going to marry her Yetushim forever, or give her chalitza forever. Yeah. And if there was a child, then there's never yibum or chalitza at all. The fact that the child passed away after the father passed away, says Yimara, that's already limalav lingway. We look at this man of, as you say, the snapshot type, and that's the halacha. Mashenki and the kabitruma, even though at the time of the snapshot she had a child, if that child passes away, that's the end of it. She loses the right to eat truma. And that's what the Gemara Taka telling us. Don't bring me a raya kal v'chomer from yibum to the din of truma. Because male yibum, where we take the snapshot, mashen came the truma, we don't. That's why they're fundamentally different. You cannot bring a kal v'chomer once again. So since I can't bring the kal v'chomer, how do I know taka the din of muberes that disqualifies her from eating truma? Tamalai mekinu rea prat lemuberes. So taka, I cannot live in the kal v'chomer, and that's why I need the drasha of yifor. It's not really the Yitzrach L'michtav Mi'uberes. You see that the Bach adds a couple of words. The Yitzrach L'michtav bin Ureha L'mute Mi'uberes. Which was, of course, the drasha that we had, which we just quoted now. So now, the Pasuk L'choira is somewhat redundant, because the Pasuk says, Nachamu Uvas Koyin Kisi Almanu Grusha V'zera Einla, there are no kids. The shovel basically, kinureha, who means kinureha, prat mubes. So the choira, both of them are covering the same subject matter. The kinureha, prat mubes, that means that there is a child. The child is in utero, but there's a child. The zera ein lo tells you that there is no child. So these are the same conditions. When is she shovel basically, kinureha, if there are no children? If she has a physical child, or if she's mubes, then she's not shovel basically. She cannot eat that truma. So what do we have to have both the kinureah to tell us the din of muberes and the zera einla to exclude live children? Aren't they basically the same? Says the Gemara, they are basically the same, but they don't cover 100% the same ground. Because rachman of zera einla meikara chad gufa v'hasha trei gufi. If we just say the zera einla, I would say, you know why she can no longer eat truma even after her husband passed away? Uvas koyin kisi almana. The husband passed away. You know why she cannot go and revert to eating truma? Because when she left initially, she was only one gufa. She was single. But now, Baruch Hashem, there's a child. There are now two separate people. She and the child. Avmu beres, the mikorachad gufa. Vihashachad gufa, eimatecho. she left when she was single, one individual. Nebuch, her husband passed away. No children. It's true that she's pregnant, but she's still only one guf. So she returns back. I would think, maybe she can already start eating truma again. Tzricha, no. Cannot eat truma when she's mubes. So that's why I need the kinurea, lemute, mubes. Because Rav Manu Mubes, the meikara gufa sirika, when she left her father's home, she had an empty stomach, an empty body, meaning that she was single and not pregnant. The reason why we use the term sirika, says Rashi, it's borrowed from the term ilan tzrak. Ilan tzrak is a barren tree that doesn't bear fruit. Here, when she was originally single, she was a barren woman that could not bear fruit. But now, the Baruch Hashem, she was married, even though her husband passed away. Gufamalia, she Baruch Hashem, she's pregnant. She has a full body, so to speak. And so that's why the Torah says, you cannot eat truma because you were before Srika, and now you're Malia. Avazera Einla. However, what happens in the case, if we would learn from the Pasuk Zera Eila, that she has a child that doesn't allow her to revert to eating truma, the meikara gufa srika v'hashta gufa srika ain't maloi, even though they stuck a child. But as far as she physically, she's exactly the way she was a year ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. At that time she was empty. In other words, she did not have a child within her body. And now she also doesn't have a child within her body, because the child was already born whenever. And that being the case, maybe she should revert back to her father's home. Have to both psukim, both the pasuk of the Zera Ein Lo, to exclude if she has children, Baruch Hashem, and the Kinurah to exclude if she's Mu'ubaras, that in both cases, she goes back to her father's home, but she cannot eat. And now we have Simon Omalei Loinasa Masel Bemisa Nasa Veloinasa Bevlad Yavam Utruma Yivam Vetruma. It's a Simon. Okay, so now we're going to have in a succession four Kal V'Chaymers, each one of them similar to the other, but they're going to try to learn one halacha from the other, and each time the Gemara is going to have a pircha. No, you can't learn that drasha. Omalei Reb Yehuda Mitiskarta L'Rav. We said back in the Amud Aleph that when it comes to Yibam, we're oisa meisim kechayim. Meisim kechayim is an interesting expression, which means that at the time when the father passed away, the husband passed away, if he left over a child, even though that child passed away 10 minutes later, makes no difference, the wife is potter from Yibum and from Chalitza, because as you said, we take a snapshot at the time when the father passed away, the husband passed away. At that time there was a child. Zera Yeshloi, Ben Yeshloi. The pasuk is, Ki Yeshua Acham Yachtov, Umeis Acham Mehen, Uven Ein Loi. We see Yeshua's Umeis Chuchuzah. So, when Umeis Acham Mehen, at the time of Misa, was it Ben Ein Loi, was it Ben Yeshloi? There was a Ben Yeshloi. Since it was Ben Yeshloi, she's potter from Yim Chalitza forever and ever. Even though 5 minutes later, there's no child. Yes.
If they died simultaneously,
normally hold, except for Bias and Glili, he actually can't go and simultaneously. But there is, we had Gemara's earlier. What happens if Chas Shalom is, let's say, a building collapse,
right,
where we know everybody in the building collapsed, like Nebuch and Surf said about a year ago? So what's the din then? Since no one can know for sure who passed away early and who passed away later, in such a case, you'd have chaletzel and misi bemis. You'd have to do a chalit to mitzat sofi, because I don't know. Maybe there was a child early. If the child passed away pre the father, then she would fall yimim chalitza. If the child passed away after the father, she would not fall yimim. So we're not going to allow for yimim. We do a chalitza to be on the safe side.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So zok timar. Let us go and say loy nasa mesim kachayim in yibam. Meaning, by yibam we do make mesim kachayim, that even though they passed away, it's as if they're still alive and she's butter from yibam. Why do we say that? No, let's say just like by truma. By truma we said that as long as the child is alive, she eats truma. But as soon as the child passes away, she's disqualified from eating truma. Here, do the same thing. As long as the child is alive, she has no din of yibam. But as soon as that child passes away, she becomes a reverts to din of yibam again. So let's learn Kal V'Chaymer. By truma we said, we do keep on counting on those earlier children, like we had in our Mishnah, right? She had three kids, Koyin, Levi, Yisrael, or Yisrael, Levi, and Koyin. So we do Rechenzach with the earlier Vlad. Lepoisel min truma, that even though her newest son never passed away, but if you still have a vlad min rishon, she cannot, and that vlad min rishon was a Yisrael, that prevents her from eating truma. But loyosim esim kachayim, if and when chas v'sholem, when the person passes away, gives her a get, we don't say mesim kachayim, meaning that if they left over a son of Yisrael at that time, or let's go the other way around, they left over a koyin at that time, yes, during that period of time she can continue eating truma. But what happens once that child passes away? She can no longer eat truma. Ah, so when it comes to the vlad, it doesn't pass him in a truma. However, we don't go and say, but since when the husband passed away, then she was still had a child. Okay, so we took a snapshot, she had a child, so let's make mesim kachayim, she should be able to continue eating truma forever. Or if it was Israel, never to be able to go and eat the truma. We did not go and equate mesim kachayim. But once the guy died, never she loses her rights to eat truman. The fact that by yibim that she has 12 children from an earlier husband, that's leimala v'leimoyed. That doesn't pater from yibim. She still have to go through yibim or chalitza. And it didn't show enasim mesim kachayim. So certainly we should go and say that we should not make mesim kachayim, but we should go and say she should have to go through yibim, even though at the time of misa there was a child. Mazel tov. But now the child passed away, let her revert to the dinam of yibim, just like by truma. At the time that the husband passed away, there was a child. And then the child passes away, then she loses that right. Here too, the child passed away, she loses the right of being mutar l'shuk, she goes back to yibim. Let's say that from the Kal v'chomer. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, we will assume that as a result of the fact that there was a child initially, that the rabbi said she's part of Menayibim, she now married somebody else, Lishuk, exactly what she should have done and could have done, nothing wrong with that. And then after that, she gets the terrible psura that the son from the earlier marriage never passed away. So now, if we were going to say, based on this Kal v'chomer, that unfortunately she has to go through Yibim v'chalitza, obviously she can't go through Yibim, she's a married lady. But let her have a chalitza now. The husband would be very upset, right? Because he would say, I thought, you know, everything was clean, everything kosher. Now she goes to chalitza. There was a tzik until now. Ay, ay, ay. So that's Rashi, second line, Recher Darchi. Vezusha hoyelo ben. She had a ben, and then she did not have to have Yibim. But this is Lishuk, and therefore she married, as she's allowed to. Umeis benon, and after the husband, the son from the earlier marriage passed away. I'm talking about tachlitz, you're going to say, make a chalitza now. Harim is gan al baal, the baal's going to say, oh, she, looks like a psach shikl mamzer over here, psach shikl mamzer over here, psach shikl mamzer over here, psach shikl that's why we don't allow hilka chal korcha, ben ein loy b'shas misa koma, variationally. We only look at the snapshot at the moment of misa. There's a child, no din of yibim. There's no child at that time, yes din of yibim. We don't go and change channels later on. That was the first Kal v'chomer, and that was the answer to the Kal v'chomer. Frank Timur, Vinasa Mesim Kachayim in your truma. Oh, so let's go and say the Gabi truma. That just like the Gabi Yibim, we said that as long as there was at the snapshot, at the moment of Petira, there was a child, parted from Yibim forever. Let's say the same thing the Gabi truma. That as long as when the husband passed away, at that moment, for instance, there was a child who was a Kayim, let her keep on eating truma forever. Even though the child passes away 5 minutes later. Say the same type of nasa meisim kachayim kavuchayim. What's the kavuchayim? Umav amalkim shuloy osa vlad min harishin ki vlad min hasheni lepoitru min hayibum. When it comes to Yibim, the fact that she has tons of children from earlier marriages doesn't help. She still has to have a child from the second marriage. If she didn't, she has to go through Yibim. So the early kids don't patim in Yibim. But osa meisim kachayim. If she had a child at the time of the passing of her husband, that child passes her from Yibim forever, even though the child subsequently died. In the case of the Bas Koyin to the Bas Yisrael, who is not able to go and eat Truma, not because of the present Vlad, but because she had a Vlad Menarishin, she had an earlier Vlad. That earlier Vlad was a Yisrael, Gesundheit. Even though her second husband passed away, that Vlad Menarishin passes her from Minitruma. Then we should certainly go and say the Mesim Kachayim to go and hassle her from eating truma if at the moment when her husband passed away, he left over a Ben Yisrael. Even though 2 minutes later that Ben Yisrael passed away. And she says, okay, I revert back to my husband's home, I should be able to eat truma, not my husband, my father's home. They severe kinorea, after all, I have no more children. No, why don't you go and say, Nasa Mason Gechaim, it's as if this child continues to live and she should lose her right to go and eat the truma. Says in the pasuk, is there ein la va ein la lemaisa? She doesn't have a child. Yes, it's true. At the moment in the fila, there was a child, mazel tov. But what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Vaskoyin kisi almana grusha." Is she an almana? Yes. Vizera ein la. Does she have children? No. Did she have children 5 minutes ago? Yes. But does she have children now? No. No husband. No children. Shalom basically can around malechem avia toyer. So although the kal v'chaim sounds great, the pasuk tells you otherwise. Why do we go and say that the fact that she has children from earlier marriages, several times, why don't we go and say that the Vlad Menarishin should pater from having to fall liyibam to the new brother of the second husband? Why doesn't she say, okay, it's true for the second husband I didn't have children, but I have children for the first husband. Let's go and pater her. This Gemara L'Choyer, the Havamin is a Shvera Havamin.
Because the whole Indian of Yibam is
the Hakim L'Akim Shem, the Yisra. So Mavel Tov, she has children from previous marriage.
Great.
Not so much her.
They were second husband's stepchildren. They had no relation.
Okay. Anyway, the Gemara L'Mayis of Fiyas Oso, that's not a good reason, because Ben Ein Loi, but Ein Loi. We're going to see that in a moment. But at least, that's Gemara's Havamin. That the fact that she has earlier children, let's go and say that Batas or Minai Yibam, Mekavachai. When it comes to truma, we didn't make mesim kachayim. Meaning, at the moment of the tira of her husband, if there was a child then, good. But as soon as that child passes away, then
more truma.
No more truma, assuming that that child was being machal of a truma if it was a kohen. But also vlad min arisha, ki vlad min asheini. But we did say that the vlad min arisha has a status, just like vlad min asheini, as was that the Gabi Truma, that if she has a pre-existing child from a previous marriage who was a kohen, even though for the last 20 years she's been married to Yisrael, Yisrael passed away. She had a child, Yisrael, child passed away. She reverts, she goes back to the Vlad Menarishin. Oh, so the Vlad Menarishin does count the Gabi Truma. It doesn't count the Gabi Ibam, but it does count the Gabi, sure, the Gabi Truma. So Mokim She'osim Mesim Kachayim Linyan Ibam, the Gabi Ibam, they did make Mesim Kachayim, meaning that
a
even
life,
though the child...
Yes.
Right, lifetime passed, the child as if he's living forever. And it didn't shenase v'lam min arisha and give v'lam min asheni. So why don't you say the gabi truma too, that we should not, by truma, by yibam, that we should go and say that the vlad, the didn't shenase v'lam min arisha and give v'lam min asheni, that since she had children from the previous marriage, she should be potter from yibam, just like we equated earlier children from earlier marriages. By truma, why don't we do the same thing the gabi yibam? Tom Malayim, then ain't lie. But ain't lie. He doesn't have children.
It doesn't understand the whole.
The Avim is a bissushvei. Now the fourth one, for loynas of vlad min arishin kivlad min hashen in the truma. Why don't we say the gabe truma that even though she has a pre-existing child from a previous marriage who was a kohen, and therefore her second husband passed away, the child of the second husband passed away, but now she reverts back to the first one. Who said maybe we shouldn't go back to the first one? V'loinas of Vlam and Arishin Kivlam and Ashin Truma. Let's ignore the earlier son that she had from previous marriage. Mikabu Chaiman. Umam Bamokim, she also made some kachayim. Lepoichim and Ayibam. Loinas of Vlam and Arishin Kivlam and Ashaini. When it comes to Yibam, we also made some kachayim. That if there was a child there at the time of the Nefil of the Yibam, even though the child passed away subsequently, he remains Kachayim. And she remains part of an Yibam forever and ever. But we also Vlad Menarishin Vlad Menasheini. However, we didn't give her the benefit of the earlier Vlad to go and say that she's part of an Yibam. No, sorry, she's not part of an Yibam. Mokim Shli also made some Kachayim in Yitruma, the Gabi Truma. Once the child dies, that's it. We don't go and say, oh, she was able to eat after the husband passed away because she still had a son.
It's a lifetime permit.
Exactly. It's only as long as the child is alive, she has a right. Yeah. As the child passes away, she loses that right. So, in addition, nas of lam and rishik of lam and asheni, just because she has an existing son from a previous marriage, big deal. She hasn't eaten based on that son for the last 20 years because she was married to Yisrael and she had children from Yisrael. Why do we say we revert? Let's go and say, Mitchum, ain't it? Shloinasa. Tamaloyimar, ain't law. which they done in the pasuk. Vezera ein lo v'shava beisavim kinorah. That's dafka if she doesn't have any kids. Vayesh lo but lemaisa she does that. She doesn't have from the second husband, but she has from the first husband. As long as she has a zera somewhere, that zera will affect her right to go and eat truma. If it happens to be a zera, which happens to be a kohen, that will allow her to eat. And if that child happens to be a Yisrael, it will destroy her right to eat. So therefore, these beautiful, sophisticated kavachomers really are beautiful. In each case, we have a rai from a posik. Otherwise, hamlochi ishmataris, hamlochi ishmataris, ishmataris. We start a brand new paragraph by saying, Zog the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a very, very simple. It's a very tragic Mishnah, but it's a very simple Mishnah. We're talking about a case of a woman that was, Baruch Hashem, married. And now, Nebuch, they went through the Second World War. And now, after the war, the wife asks, where is my husband? Where is my husband? Did he pass away in Auschwitz? Was he killed in a labor camp? Was he shot by Nazis? Was he brutally killed by the Ukrainians? What happened? One aide shows up and says, I was there, I saw your husband, Nebuch, he's dead. Based on that, the Chachamim said she has to be daika u'mentzava, yes. She has to do her own research. See, even though normally it's always al pishnayim, edim yakum davar, here the Chachamim said, because of Nebuch had iguna, and she does a daika u'mentzava, and we have one aide, we will be matter her to go and get remarried. But she better be daika u'mentzava. Daika u'mentzava means that she does proper due diligence and research. She's got to call up the FBI, the KGB, the Mossad, the Interpol, anyone and everyone that has detective abilities to try to find out what happened. One aid is not enough. It's the Daiko Mincevah together with that one aid. What happens if Chas Vishal, after the Bezin said, okay, one aid looks like a very respectable person, said that her husband passed away. She did research, and then she says, okay, says the Bezin, go and get married again. And she marries again. And then after that, what happens?
First husband reappears.
First husband reappears. Tchias HaMeisim. Ay, 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 ay. What happens now? So now, before we get to the Mishnah, obviously the second marriage was not a legal marriage because you cannot marry a married woman. She was married the whole time. She didn't know where her husband was, but Lamaisa, she was married. So therefore, the second marriage is gunished. And therefore, when she has to leave that second husband tearfully, she doesn't get a ksuba, and she doesn't get mezainis, and she doesn't get balois, and she doesn't get peirois, because she was never married to him. She thought she was married. He thought, l'maisa, it was gunish mikunish. If chas v'shalom there was a child from that second marriage, the child is a mamzer. It's unfortunate, right. But those are the facts of life. That's all straightforward. What our Mishnah tells us is that we put a knas on this young lady that she decided to marry, even though she thought she did, but apparently she did not do to the nth degree of the Daiko Mitzvah.
In fact, the husband came back is the best proof.
Best proof. And therefore, unfortunately, she loses not only her ksuba from the second husband, because it was never a husband, she loses the ksuba from the first husband. The ksuba mit the balois, mit the peiris, and the mezonos. And not only that, midrabanan. What happens now if she goes back to her first husband? She's not allowed to go back to the first husband. We put a knas on her. She can't go back to the first. She certainly can't go back to the second. If she goes back to the first and lives with the first husband, and they have a child, that child is also a mamzer. Really? What did they do wrong? That was her husband. All of the mekoyris and the reasons and the rabbanans and all that, that's going to be dealt with in the Gemara tomorrow, the next day, over the next few blot. We're just going to go through the Mishnah, which tells us the bottom line, halach. The husband went to Medina Siyah. Ubo the Amrullah. And they came back. It says Ubo, which sounds like the Lashon Rabim. But look at the Rashi immediately on the Mishnah. All the way on top. Over Amru, Beit Echad. If I can't make more, make me safer, like we'll make a diak shortly. So why did it say Ubo? Akasha Vamas. But that's what happened. One aide came back and said, Meiz Balech, I was there at the Levaya. In fact, I even held a short hesped. He's buried here and there. And based on that, Vinicius, the Mishnah leaves out the Gemara, the Mishnah in the Sefer will say that she has to go to Bezin. She cannot on her own say, okay, I have one aide, looks like a respectable guy, I'm going to go and remarry. She has to do her due diligence, and she has to go to Bezin. And if the Bezin gives her a stempel, they give her a piece of paper saying, you are hereby allowed to remarry. And what did she do, Vinicius? And she did remarry. V'yachach bo'bal, and then after that, her husband came back. She has to leave not only the second husband, who is not a real husband, but even the first husband. And she needs a get from both, even though the second
one.
All of that is because of the Knas. The Gemara will explain why. Why? Because Knas she needs a get. The Gemara is going to say because everybody will assume that Chintzi married a second time. It must be that she got a get from the first husband. She's a religious lady. She wouldn't get married to two husbands. Musaf signs that she had a get. And now she's leaving that second husband without a get. So the Gemara said, because of that Gzeira, they're mechayev to go and have a get from both. That won't be discussed today. It'll be discussed tomorrow and the next day, etc. But she can get me so mizet. The ain lock suba v'loy peiris when the zaynis v'loy below is v'loy al zeh. Goodish. V'yem not le mizet u mizet. What happens if she did take the suba or the peiris from one or both of those husbands? Taxi. She has to return it. She had no right to take it. Give it back. Vavlad mams u mizet u mizet. Like we said, if she goes back. We're not talking about children that she had 25 years ago. We're talking about if she were to go back to her first husband and she becomes pregnant. And she has a child, but that child is a mamzer, like Rashi says, midrabanan. I'm not tired.
So that's very strict.
It's very strict, and you'll see, and shortly there'll be another man, the Yom in the Mishnah, who's going to say, Chuli levachasa, but he's not a mamzer. But that's where the Tanakhama holds. Obviously, what the Mishnah is trying to tell us, and what the Chama is trying to tell us is, this is very, very heavy duty, very serious stuff. Don't play around with it. It's hazardous material. It's dangerous. Don't stand at the edge of the cliff so that you can go and take a selfie. Oh, I'm going to be careful. Don't hold on. And then the person falls down. This is dangerous stuff. What happens if she was married? The original husband was a kohen and the second husband was a kohen. Then normally a husband would be metamet to his wife if and when she passed away. And neither of them should go to the Levi. Since we're saying that both of these marriages are at an end abruptly, neither of them has the right to her mitzias, to her masiyadim, to her income, to not to be made for neither. It's all over, Rabbi Yisrael. Who is a Bas Yisrael? If she was a Bas Yisrael, nifsal min hakohuna. Even though she was married to a kohen, she now is possible to eat from the kohen. In other words, the marriage is over. No more, she can't go and eat truma. If she was a bas levi, she was married to a bas levi, married to Yisrael, or she got the right to eat because she was married to a lady, she loses the right to meiser.
Bas levi?
Yeah.
Married is, bas levi sounds like she's the daughter of a levi.
Mm-hmm.
So she's puzzled, is it in
her? You'll have to see the Gemara. Okay, argument that she loses the right to eat masum for you. See, Mishnah continues, the bas koi min a truma. She's not going to eat truma. Rashi says, "Min a meiser." Even though she's a bas levi, and now she severed her relationship with the first husband, the second husband, knas, she can't eat meiser.
Okay.
Chain truma.
Maybe
you're
just like Remeir. Maybe that's why. Because
there's no question it's like Remeir, because without Remeir, everybody in Klal Yisrael can eat maseration for breakfast, for lunch, for supper. The fact that totally in love, your lady, Mishka lady, 100% right. Shkoya, Brother Shai. You have the last word now, Brother Shai, when you leave. Ubaskoyan, have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow, right? Wonderful. Ubaskoyan, min a truma. If she's a baskoyan, she loses truma. Again, mid rabbanan, she loses the right to eat truma. The ain, Yoshin Shazev, Yoshin Shazev, Yoshin Tsubasa. Neither set of Yoshin from the first half, the second Yoshin, Yashin Tsuba. The Gemara is going to say, I don't understand. We said at the beginning of the Mishnah, she doesn't have a Ksuba.
Right.
So how the Yashin Ksuba? The Ksuba is meaningless. It doesn't exist. The Gemara is going to ask. Via Mesu. And if the two husbands died, the first husband, second husband, Achav Shozeh, the Achav Shozeh, Chol Tzivalim Yah. Even the second one, Mamela, the first one that you have to have a chalitza, I understand, that's a proper marriage. Yeah. But even the second one, you have to have a chalitza, because otherwise people
it's
say.
Like the, it's like the get from Zemizah.
Exactly. They're going to say, a married lady is walking the street, and she's getting married, Yavam Malashok, and she never had a chalitza, she never had a chol Tzivalim Yah. Make sure you have a chalitza. Rabbi Yosiyar, okay, so this is the Tanakhama. Now we're going to have two or three or four different Tanoim who are going to argue on particular details, not on the big picture. They also agree in general that it's Knas. But Rabbi Yosiyar, Suvasa Nechsi Bala Rishon. She does get the Ksuba from the first husband. She doesn't get it from the second husband. But the first husband, she was married legitimately. She gets the Ksuba. Rabbi Loza Oimer, Harishon Ezaki Metziyasa, Umas Yedeh Uvarez Adara. The first one is entitled to the Metziyas, Umas Yedeh. After all, we're being kindest her. We're not being kindest him. And so the first husband says, that's my wife until there is a get. So during that period of time, if she finds a Metziya, if she has Masidain, if she made a Neder, he has full rights. Not according to Tanakama. Tanakama says, it's all over. The blogger says, no, a Rishon still has all these rights. Again, the Gemara will explain everything. Reb Shimon Omer, Biyosei Chalitzosim, Ochim, Shel, Rishon, Poiteris, Tzorosim. V'ein avlad mimenu mamzer. He says Reb Shimon, I agree that the second marriage is gunish, but the first marriage was a legitimate marriage. And therefore, if that first person never passes away, then we have a real din of Yibam or Chalitza. So not like the Tanakhama said, Chotzin v'loy miyabim. No. You have Yibam or Chalitza, and not only that Yibam Chalitza is good, it's in Lipitaris Tzirasa as well. In other words, it's a full-fledged Zikr. Don't think, maybe Terbana, let's go and give Yibam or Chalitza to the Tzara. No. This is a proper Yibam or Chalitza, and a Patz is a Tzara. Vein of Alamim Menamams. Not like the Tanakhama said that if she were to have a child from the first husband, it's a Matna, it's Mishka Mamza. They're legitimately married. Vim Nisa Shaloi Berishus. What happens if she now married? Oh, okay, so you have to put two dots over here. Now, this is Menisa Shaloi Berishus. This is now the Sefer that Rashi was saying, Takina Mi Sefer. What is this Nisa Shaloi Berishus? You'll notice if you jump ahead three lines to the Gemara, and you tell me Sefer Nisa Shaloi Berishus. What means Nisa Shaloi Berishus? Nisa Shaloi Berishus means that she married on her own without going to the Bezdin for Rishus. What does that mean without going to the Rishus? So it meant that she had two Eidim. Oh, there were two Eidim that said that they saw that her husband passed away. Not one Eidim. Two Eidim. No, two Eidim, you're always allowed to rely on two Eidim. She didn't have to do a Daikum Mitzvah. Two Eidim, Erlich Eidim, come and say, we saw your husband, Nebuch was killed, shot, buried, dead, finished. That's a Chaledi. The Nis Shloi B'Shus, so she did not need to come on to the Shus of Bez. But Nebuch, for whatever reason, Nebuch the Baal did return. So obviously these two witnesses They're mistaken.
Or they lied.
It could be that they lied, but we're assuming that these were two kosher ones. We're assuming that they were kosher. So now, why did they make this terrible mistake? For instance, you know, at the end of World War II, everybody that was previously 500 pounds was down to 60 pounds. He didn't look the same as he was. They assumed that he died. Or they didn't realize that that's him. They thought it was somebody else. You know, it was a mistake. If she took upon herself to marry on her own without asking that, she didn't need to ask Bezim because there were two Eidim. So then we're not koinis her because she did exactly what the Torah requires. Abishnai made him, Yakim Dava, we have two Eidim and finished. So she had the right to marry. It's unfortunate that this whole story happened, but she's allowed to go back to the first husband. This is Alpi Bezim, however, now we revert to the first case of our Mishnah. She married based on Bezdin, meaning that there was only one aid, and she needed the Bezdin to go and give her that certificate and say, you're allowed to remarry. Then Taitzim, then you have to leave that first husband. Taitzim, Mizeh. What about bringing a Karban Chatas? What's a Karban Chatas for? Because Nebuch, she was an Eishesh, and she lived with a second husband. It was a Shoigig. Or was it an Oinus? Oh, says he wives. This will be Bezdin, Taitzim, Ptum, and a Karban. She doesn't have to bring a Karban Chatas. Because she says, I relied on the Bezdin. If I rely on Bezdin, I'm off the hook. She doesn't have to bring a card. However, Loinus is Alpi Bezdin. If she did it based on her own, because there were two Eidim, she didn't need the Bezdin's authority. Teitze, she has to go and leave that husband. V'chayev is Bekarben. Now she is Chay Bekarben, because now she can't say, I relied on Bezdin. It was Nebuch, she relied on these two Eidim. Right. But it's a Shoigik, Maskim. V'chayev is Bekarben, she has to go and bring a card. In this sense, the koyach bezdin is better because it passes in a carbon. You have to bring carbon out. The final case of the Mishnah. When after the bezdin says, okay, mutalach, we had one aid, we permit you, can go and remarry. And instead of remarrying, v'holcha v'kilkala, and instead she said, okay, since I'm the pnuya now, since I'm on my own, and she just lived with someone without the benefit of chuppah v'kiddushin, the chayev is bekarben. After all, she is an eishes ish. I rely on Bezdin. Bezdin said that I'm allowed to remarry.
The chazak of
eishes
ish remains.
The certificate that she receives in Bezdin is not that you are a penuya, but that you have the right to go and remarry. But you're not remarrying. She's having a good time.
You're
having
fooling
a good
time. Around.
Fooling around. And she has to go and bring. Exactly like you said. Good. Just another kleine shtickel. Zutri Seifa. Again, like we were medayik, we were learning the Seifa. Nisis shaloi birshus, muteris lachsalai. What does that mean? Shaloi birshus. Shaloi birshus bezdin. She didn't need the authority bezdin. When a chas and kala get married today, they don't first go to the bezdin to get permission. It's not necessary. You have a chas and you have a kala. Here too, she had two eidim that her husband died. She didn't ask bezdin. You don't have to. And then shaloi birshus bezdin, ele be'edim. That's the case of the Nisa Shloi Brishus. Mutter Heres Lachs Loi. What's Shloi Brishus? That's an elevated. Mechlal the Reisha. Therefore, the Reisha of our Mishnah. Even though it started off Uba Uva Amrula, that's talking about Brishus Bezdin. Uba Eid Echad, and it's talking about there was one Eid, notwithstanding the Lashon Uba Uva Amrula. So that was what the first Rashi said. Beidachi, the Kinnim, the Gemara, we say the sins. The Sefer says it's talking about Nisa Shloi Brishus. What means Shloi Brishus Bezdin? I didn't need the Bezdin because I had two Eid. So until now, it was talking about that I needed the Bezdin because I only had Eid Echad. Alma, what do I see from our Mishnah? Eid Echad is now. Now, we know that the end of the story tomorrow is going to be that the reason why Eid Echad is Neman, because she's Daiko Mitzvah, and therefore the Rabbanan said, the combination of one Eid, Daiko Mitzvah, that's sufficient. And she's an Aguna. However, our Gemara in the Havamina assumes that the Eid Echad Neman is based on Devar Torah. Utsananami, and I have another Mishnah later on in our Masechta. Hufsiku liois meisian Eid mipi Eid, v'isha mipi Isha, v'isha mipi Eved, umipi Shifcha. If I have a situation, once again, with an iguna, I don't know what happened to the husband, we will rely on secondary type of evidence. Secondary in the sense, second grade or second level, second class. Normally you have to hear from the aid himself. I allow aid mit b'aid. I allow isha mit b'ish. I allow isha mit b'aid. It'll be shifra. Alma, what do I see? Eid echad mehemen. Utananami. And now we leave aroyas for a moment, and now we talk about general chiyum. Eid echad oimer achal techeda. Yanko, I saw you eat chaylev this morning. Chaylev, I thought it was peanut butter. No, it was chaylev. It was tak, what are they, the peanut butter today, right? They say that it's botulism in it, right? Not all, but at least one or two brands. Got to be very careful. So I thought it was the peanut butter, but because of the botulism, it was really chaylev. And that's why it changed colors and looked like peanut butter. Anyway, it's ein echad oimer achal techeylev. Not true, I didn't eat any chaylev. But he's the butter because he's challenging and he's disagreeing. What happens if he would be silent and he would nod his head and he wouldn't say anything? Mehemah, that would be a shtika koidor situation. And what do we say? Then you would have to bring a carbon. You can't go bring a carbon chatas willy nilly because
you chul nazara.
Chul nazara. But nevertheless, ishtik mehemah, and he would have to bring a carbon chatas alma eid echad mehemah. So in our case, in that other Mishnah about Eid mit B'A, and the case of Chaylev, each time it says Eid Echad Mehemen. And how do I know that? We continue to meet Shem tomorrow.
Wow.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.